Outbound logistics and order cycle stages. Logistics is involved in key aspects of managing outbound customer orders at the tactical level. Four stages of the order cycle that are of particular importance to logistics include order transmittal, order processing, order picking and packing, and order delivery, as shown in Exhibit 3-9. Exhibit 3-9, order cycle stages in the order fulfillment process. Some organizations have had success in mapping out the tactics of what truly needs to be done in these stages, comparing this to the equipment, systems, and processes that are being used to facilitate the step, and then determining whether changes to any of these things could reduce the duration of the order cycle and/or reduce costs. The results of such a tactical level analysis can be used to drive capital investments in new systems or equipment or process improvement projects. If such an analysis is being done at a corporate headquarters level, local personnel need to be included in the meetings to ensure that actual requirements and other things like constraints or potential flaws with a plan are considered. Once a plan shows theoretical improvements, perhaps using a value stream mapping process, a pilot study at one location might be done as proof of concept. We'll consider possible tactical changes as we next take a closer look at each of the stages of the outbound order process. Stage 1. Order transmittal. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines order transmittal as the time interval between a customer placing an order and when the seller receives it. Companies can offer a variety of methods for conveying customer orders. Application Programming Interfaces, API, Electronic Data Interchange, EDI, in person, by telephone, email, or website. Each method has advantages and disadvantages, related time allotments, and opportunities for error and convenience. Some orders involve the buyer scanning a barcode, making the transmittal even faster and more convenient and accurate. Concerns about these technologies may relate to privacy, for example, personal financial information being transmitted via the web, tracking software, and cookies. Depending upon the industry, one tactical change to reduce the duration of the order cycle might be to perform the planning and building of loads, as well as the routing of shipments here in Stage 1, rather than waiting until Stage 2. This might affect the priority in which orders are processed to enable a consolidative load. Stage 2, order processing. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines order processing as the activity required to administratively process a customer's order and make it ready for shipment or production. When the order is received, it is checked for completeness and accuracy. The customer's credit is checked before the order is accepted. Once verified, the order is integrated into the seller's order management system, either electronically or manually. The salesperson is credited with the sale according to internal policies, and the transaction is recorded in the accounting system. For order allocation and prioritization, logistics checks current inventory levels and planned production schedules to determine product availability and location. If inventory is available, not yet committed to other orders, organizations use available to promise to allocate the inventory or planned production to an order and quote a delivery date to the customer. One tactic some organizations use to improve this process is to move to capable to promise, which validates that there is available capacity and raw materials inventory to produce the new order in addition to planned production. Any existing finished goods inventory is also accounted for. When there is an influx of several orders at the same time, prioritization will be needed. A tactical improvement might be to trade orders to determine how and in what priority they should be filled and which DC should fill them based on pre-existing guidelines. For example, if the DC closest to the customer is used, there will be a shorter order cycle time and some cost savings on transportation. If the DC with the largest amount of the requested product is chosen, that helps decrease excess inventory but may increase the order cycle time and transportation costs. This may result in new policies or procedures. For orders pulled from inventory, the order is transmitted to the Warehouse Management System, WMS. The WMS generates a warehouse pick schedule. The financial system generates the invoice. The collective customer orders are reviewed to see if there are opportunities to consolidate orders for freight and warehouse picking. Logistics then plans and builds loads and creates a transportation plan that will designate an order to be carried by a particular carrier vehicle that can meet customer delivery requirements. A routing guide is used not only to select approved carriers that have the right capacity and meet acceptable service and cost parameters, but also to ensure other organizational priorities are being adhered to. A key example of this is to consider sustainability criteria to minimize waste in packaging, driving behaviors, and so on. Top-notch order processing systems provide many benefits for sellers. Improved customer satisfaction, improved order accuracy, decreased average order cycle lead times, inventory levels, and operating costs, faster invoicing, and more accurate accounting. Stage 3, order picking and packing. Order picking and packing, also known as order assembly, entails all the activities at an assembly plant, a DC, or another location from when it is authorized to fill an order until the shipment is loaded onto a carrier. Order picking is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as selecting or picking the required quantity of specific products for movement to a packaging area, usually in response to one or more shipping orders, and documenting that the material was moved from one location to shipping. Packing products is done to provide the required safety for the products, vehicle/vessel, and environment while minimizing the cost. Packing includes individual unit packaging and packing related to unit loads, for example, shrink-wrapped pallets. Loading involves loading the unit loads in the required order for unloading and packing the load using dunnage, for example, bracing the load from shifting, as needed for safe and low-cost transportation. Efficiency requires maximizing the number of units or quantity that can be loaded while adhering to cubic and weight capacity limitations and other safety limitations. Tactical analysis for this stage can start by determining how orders come in for picking and packing. Are many orders arriving in batches? Can orders be consolidated for more efficient picking? Is the order generation or picking process hindering such consolidation? Perhaps the order in which picking steps occur could be rearranged to enable an innovative solution. Saving even a few steps per trip or removing the need for a trip can add up to significant efficiency improvements. What information systems, equipment, robotics/automation, and picking methodologies would be needed to enable order consolidation or other efficiency improvements, for example, pick-to-like, pick-by-section? Next, analyze how orders are being assembled. Does this involve moving whole pallets, packing a pallet, filling master cartons, and/or packing small parcels? Is the right equipment or automation being used, or are there inefficiencies or workarounds due to poor equipment? How would equipment changes affect staffing levels? Finally, determine how picking and packing and order assembly relate to planning and execution of transportation. Is load planning being done as part of assembly so additional material handling is unnecessary prior to loading or when the customer is unloading? For example, are pallets positioned and then packed in the order in which they will be loaded? And is that the order that facilitates unloading at one or more destinations without needing to unload and then reload any pallets? At each point where there is any non-value-added material handling, what systems, equipment, or policies would help eliminate it and save time and money? Stage 4, order delivery. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines order delivery as the duration of time between when the transportation carrier picks up a shipment and when it is received by the customer. Once the carrier is loaded, the driver signs a bill of lading that was prepared by the shipper and that documents exactly what goods are being transported. At that point, the driver can start delivery to the desired locations. What the carrier is now transporting is called in-transit inventory or stock in transit. A number of delivery costs can erode profitability and must be taken into account, including inventory carrying costs, which include inventory shrinkage and insurance costs, among other things. Any perishable items, things that must be kept at temperature to avoid spoiling, have expiration dates, so prompt delivery is a necessity. Costs associated with shrinkage through damage and route in packing or while the product is being carried from the truck to the customer destination, theft, en route or at the delivery location before the customer takes possession of the order, or loss, the product being misplaced while en route or in the truck loading process, must all be accounted for and documented as financial losses. These costs may impact related insurance costs. Insurance can cover theft, flood, fire, and other unforeseen circumstances. Costs for it will vary greatly depending upon the value of the goods. Carriers typically schedule delivery windows so that B2B customers get orders without inventory buildup issues or stockouts, and B2C customers can be physically present to receive and verify shipments. Sellers today have come to expect overnight ground service carriers to be able to provide next-day deliveries to customers located between 600 to 700 miles away, about 900 to 1,100 kilometers. These windows may vary in length, but tactical analysis could start by determining the true customer requirements regarding the size of the window so that it is not unnecessarily narrow. Another study might review delivery history to determine common failures and the root causes of those failures so that fewer windows are missed. Missing a window is a costly error and may entail penalties and/or require the carrier to return again to reattempt delivery. Once the shipment reaches the customer, the delivered product is inspected to make sure that it is what was ordered, is in good condition, and it works properly. If installation services were part of the purchase, this is often handled independently of the carrier. The party responsible for installation must have the right training, tools, and materials on hand, as well as available time in their schedule. If the order is deemed acceptable, the buyer receives the product and provides order confirmation to the seller. Accounts payable is then authorized to process the seller's invoice per the payment terms. The cash flow back to the seller is the final flow in the supply chain, information product cash. If there are issues or discrepancies, the seller and the buyer must work together to find a resolution to the problem in order to achieve customer satisfaction and promote a long-term relationship. At this point, the order fill rate and on-time delivery metrics can be used to measure how well logistics did at completing the pick and shipping the order.